الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام, most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa and others listening over the receivers, if a person wants to get somewhere and he hasn't been there before, it's a long and a distant route, distant place, far, far away. The road hasn't been traveled. So what is the sensible thing to do? Find out from someone who knows the road, who knows the route, who knows how to get there easily. If we ask a person who has traveled the different routes to that destination, sometimes it can be one place, but you can go through half a dozen different routes. So if you ask a person how to get there, and that person gives you a shortcut route, he says that I will take you through a route, through a road that will be very, very short, where you will avoid the winds and bends and the steep inclines and declines and the potholes and all the other dangers, and very easily you will get to your destination. Then we'll be very grateful to that person that he has shown us a shortcut route to get to our destination. And especially in these days, if somebody shows you a very shortcut route without the winds and bends and inclines and declines and potholes, but at the same time avoiding all the tolls, then we will be extremely happy. They'll say, yeah, you are the best person with all the increase in tolls. So he'll say, that is the best person who gives us a route where you avoid all the tolls. So the Allah Walas, the Ahlullah, they have traveled a destination. They have gone through the route which connects with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Like that, it is a very difficult route. It's not easy for everybody to get that ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala, that nisbat with Allah Ta'ala, that ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala, recognition of Allah Ta'ala, that love of Allah Ta'ala, that trust in Allah Ta'ala. It's not easy. But they show us a shortcut route because of their love for us. They say that if we have reached there and we are tasting the fruits of that ta'alluq and of that contact and of that nisbat and of that ma'rifat, then you too come with me. I will take you through a very shortcut route. Now we haven't traveled that route. We are far away. We don't even know the route. So Hazrat Shaykh, my peer and murshid, Hazrat Maulana Akimud Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, he says that there is a shortcut route to becoming a wali of Allah Ta'ala. And he emphasizes that, and many, many times he repeats that. What is the shortcut route? He says, do five things and you will get this connection with Allah Ta'ala. Do five things and you will get this connection with Allah Ta'ala. It's a shortcut route to becoming the wali of Allah Ta'ala. In this route, there is no standing on one leg and reading 20,000 times some wazifa, or going and searching for some dilapidated grave in some jungle and then going and sleeping in there and reading some wazifa. Nothing of that kind. Says the first thing you do is zikrullah par mudawamat. ذکر اللہ پر مداومت. Be regular with your zikr. That little zikr, whether it's one tasbih, two tasbihs, one tasbih of Durood Sharif, one of istighfar, third kalima, whatever is prescribed by Shaykh Kamil, then be regular with that, be punctual. Don't be negligent. Just as we don't go without our breakfast, lunch and supper, in the same way we must not feel satisfied until we have completed our zikrullah. Get up before Fajr, little before Fajr. One tasbih, how long does it take? Two, three tasbihs, how long does it take? But reading one day and for the next 6 months the person does not even read one tasbih, and then the person writes that I haven't been regular with my zikr, with my zikr. So then how do you expect that spiritual strength? How do we expect that? If the person eats today and next 6 months he doesn't eat, what will happen to him? Or if he eats today and after 5 days he has again some meal. So in the same way, the spiritual food is required all the time. A little bit of zikr. If the person for some reason or the other cannot complete those tasbihat, then on that day, read a little of it. Hazrat Mullah Shaykh Ali Sahib Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh, Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh told him that you have prescribed 70 times the Durood Sharif, Salatun Jina. He says, but I am teaching big kitabs and I have no time and I get tired, so I cannot read 70 times that tasbih or that Durood Sharif, that lengthy one. So he said, read it 10 times. If you can't read it 70 times, read it 7 times. Read it 7 times. Allah Ta'ala will multiply it by 10, you will get 70 times sawab the day you can't manage. But read it. The same way, any tasbih, if the day you can't manage it, but read some part of it. So the first thing is mudawamat on zikrullah. Because the person is going to have this spiritual food, then he will get strength also in his spiritual self. If he's going to neglect that, then he's going to get weakness. Then shaitan and nafs is going to trap him. So zikrullah par mudawamat. Allah walo ki musahabat. The company of those who are Allah walas, or Ahlullah, the walis of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, find one, search for one, in every locality, in every area, in every town, every country, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will always have some walis. Because Allah ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran Sharif, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu taqullah wa koonu ma'as sadiqeen. Fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, O you believers, and join those who are the muttaqeen. Sadiqeen are the muttaqeen. So you will find them, because Allah Ta'ala uses muzareya. So until the day of Qiyamah, there will always be such kind of people. So choose for companionship somebody who is muttaqi, who is pious, who is righteous. In his sohbat, in his company, the taqwa will also transfer. And that is an extremely important thing. مجھے سہل ہو گئی منزلے کہ ہوا کے رخ بھی بدل گئے مجھے سہل ہو گئی منزلے کہ ہوا کے رخ بھی بدل گئے مجھے سہل ہو گئی منزلے کہ ہوا کے رخ بھی بدل گئے تیرا ہاتھ ہاتھ میں آ لگا تو چراغ راہ کے جل گئے. My destination, it became very, very easy to reach. My goal, it became easy to reach. The storms which were coming in my direction, they also changed the direction. When your hand came into my hand, then that road on which there was darkness, it seems as if the lights just came on. And I traversed it so easily. That is the way that Allah Ta'ala has created for us, to get easily there. We can talk on this until sunrise, but let's get to the third one. Gunaho se mufariqat, judai. Distance yourself from sins. Now that is something that a person has to do if he wants to become the wali of Allah Ta'ala. in awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon. So distancing oneself from sins. And not only that, asbab-e gunaho se mubaadat. Even those places where the person will come close to sin, he must distance himself. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not say, don't commit zina. He says, wala taqrabu zina. Don't even go close to zina. Distance yourself from all those areas and places where there's fitnas, where there's mischief, where there's corruption, where there is temptation towards zina. Don't keep those kind of magazines, newspapers, articles. Don't watch those kind of things which will lead the person to sin. Don't even go close to it, as I repeatedly have mentioned this, that many people who gave up, for example, watching some filth on the television, after some time again shaitan says that, what does it matter, you are not going to watch, just look at what are they showing in the newspaper, what are they showing on the television these days, or is that serial still carrying on? So now the person has a look at it, and next thing is back on the box. And then most of the time, that is what leads to marriage in the docks. When he goes to the box and he watches all the filth there, then his marriage after that ends in the dock. So must even distance ourselves from there. And sunnat par muwazibat. To stay paband on sunnat. Sunnat is a shortcut route to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Through this same eating and drinking and business and marrying and upbringing of children and looking and listening and speaking and touching and walking, the same thing, you're not going to do something very dramatic. But through the same things that we do every day, routine, if we do it according to sunnah, we are going to eat, we are going to sleep, we are going to go to our businesses, we are going to drive, we are going to travel, we are going to do everything that a normal human being does. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made him a model and an example for us. Now if the person does it according to sunnah, it is a shortcut route to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Shortcut route to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وہ کیا ہے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے نقش قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے نقش قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے so it's a shortcut route to Allah تبارک و تعالی now these five things is it difficult now if the person wants to really become a wali of Allah تعالی and if he becomes a wali of Allah تعالی Allah تعالی opens his treasures for him. Now we want the treasures to open for us, but we don't want to do these simple things. So then who do we blame? May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you, and the ummah the tawfiq of making amal. Amal se banti hai zindagi, ye jannat bhi, jahannam bhi, ye khaki apni fitrat mein na nuri hai, na nari hai. This is a majlis of zikr. So now let us make some zikrullah. مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہے چہیں سب میرے ارادے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 Allah, 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 Jab saasno mein ho jaye jari Allah, 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 Rahe talab mein sawar sab hain payada misle ghubar mein Rahe talab mein sawar sab hain payada misle ghubar mein hoon tere gulistan mein sab gul hain bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon This I have explained many many times And every time I read it, it makes me feel that we haven't progressed one bit from where we were last week. Rahe talab mein sawar sab hain, payada misle ghubar mein hoon. Everyone seems to have taken off. We don't know at which height they are flying and how many have reached. I am still like a speck of dust on the ground. Haven't taken off at all. Still tied by my nafs and shaitan. The chains of nafs and shaitan have tied us. Does not allow us to take off. Or if we are taking off, straight away they fire at the petrol tank and bring the plane back onto the ground, crashing. Nafs and shaitan. رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہے پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہے او اللہ in your beautiful garden everyone is a beautiful flower with great amount of fragrance the only one that is a thorn is myself Now, Hazrat خواجہ صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ is saying this about himself and that wasn't his condition he was a great wali of Allah تعالیٰ So we who are indeed sinful ones, what should we think of ourselves? How can we be proud, brag about our little ibadat and zikr tilawat and walk on the surface of the earth with arrogance and pride? How many people we have caused harm and injury and pain to. رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں واللہ how useless I remained all my life ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 Allah, 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا گناہ میں آلودہ ہو رہا ہے رواں رواں بال بال میرا اللہ یو نو دا کنڈیشن آف مائی ہارٹ ایچ ون شوڈ لک ان ٹو ہز اون ہارٹ We cannot hide our sins from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The thoughts that cross our minds, the fantasizing that we do, the haram planning and plotting and scheming that we do, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is well aware of all that. How much of haram enters our hearts. He says we are drowning in the ocean of sins. He says, Oh my Allah, every hair of my body is immersed in sins. یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے مآل میرا تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا Oh Allah, the days which have gone, I cannot bring back a single second from those days. But the days of my life which remain, Ya Allah, let me be living a life which is filled with your muhabbat, with your love, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Jab saanson mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah,
Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr illallah illallah illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr illallah illallah illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne. غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا ونبینا وشفیعنا ومولانا محمد وبارک وسلم. يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا راحم المساكين، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, oh my Kareem Allah, oh my most forgiving Allah, my most loving Allah, most caring Allah, most compassionate Allah, oh my most tolerant Allah, oh my most beautiful Allah. Ah, very Allah, how beautiful you are, how loving you are. Ya Allah, how much of your ni'mat you are pouring upon us day and night, in spite of all our sins. Ya Allah, you are giving us so much to eat, to drink, to wear, so much of your bounties. Ya Allah, our heart, our liver, our lungs, our kidneys, everything functioning. Our eyes are still seeing, although we have seen so much of haram with our eyes. Our ears are still listening, although we have heard so much of haram with our ears. Our tongues are still wagging, although we have spoken so much of haram with our tongues. My Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi, tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Ya Allah, تو رحیم ہے، تو قریب ہے، تو ستار ہے، تو غفار ہے. او رحیم، have mercy upon us. او غفار، forgive us. Ya Allah, open the floodgates of your maghfirat and rahmat for us. We are extremely sinful servants of yours. Day and night we are sinning. Day and night, Ya Allah, we make tawbah and break our tawbah. Ya Allah, we use your bounties, your gifts, your ni'mats for your disobedience. Mere Allah, tera hi diya hua khana khate hai. We eat the food provided by you. And when the health and energy comes into our heart, into our bodies, then we use it for your disobedience. May Allah, hum kitne namak haram hai. If there had been another Allah, you would have ordered the earth to split open and swallow us up. You would have sent the gale force winds against us. You would have sent the flood waters against us. But oh Allah, how forgiving you are, how tolerant you are. You're giving us another opportunity to make tawbah. Ya Allah, oh my beloved Allah, we do not wish to return to those sins anymore. Give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah. Ya Allah, in future we do not wish to commit those sins anymore. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq to make the qaza of the namazes we have missed, to keep the fast which we have missed, to pay back the zakat which is due, and to pay back to whomsoever whatever is due. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of making amal. Ay mere pyare khuda, humare hal par raham farma, karam farma. Ya Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of sins. You dearly love forgiveness of sins. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my beloved Allah, we are only fooling ourselves if we thought that nobody was watching us in the darkness of nights. If there is a tiny little black ant crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights, you are aware of the movement of that ant. Ya Allah, you could have seized us there and then when we committed sins. You could have brought embarrassment, humiliation, disgrace and suffering upon us. But oh my beloved Allah, how tolerant you are, how forgiving you are, how loving you are. Ya Allah, we are seeking forgiveness for all sins that we have committed. Our life which is gone is gone. The life which remains, Ya Allah, let us live a life that is filled with itaat. Let us live a life which is filled with your muhabbat, with the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Where Allah, humare dilo ka hal badal de. Where Allah, humare dilo ka hal badal de. Change the condition of our hearts. Our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with envy, with jealousy, with evil passions and desires. Ha, by Allah, hearts which you gave us for your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have given our hearts to nafs and shaitan. Oh, my beloved Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Man has mastered the science of transplant of hearts, physical hearts. Oh my beloved Allah, transplant a spiritually sound heart into our bodies. It's not difficult for you, my Allah. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Oh my beloved Allah, change the direction of our lives. Ya Allah, take us on the road that leads to you. Take us on the road that leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Take us on the road that leads to Jannat. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, man has made the computer chip. Oh my beloved Allah, there can be millions of pieces of information on that chip. But man has also made a delete button. Ya Allah, with just one press of the delete button, millions of pieces of information can be deleted. Ha, my beloved Allah, press the delete button of our sins. Mere Allah, humare gunahon ke upar delete button. Ya Allah, tere liye kya mushkil hai? What is it difficult for you, my Allah, to press the delete button of our sins? Mere Allah, humare hal par raham farma. Bless us with long life, with good health. We are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Mere Allah, hum bimar hai. Hame shifa ata farma. Ya Allah, hame shifa ata farma. Ya Allah, whoever is sick and ailing, bless them with complete cure from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases, from spiritual ailments and physical ailments. Ya Allah, our parents, our wives and children, our grandchildren, whosoever is sick and ailing, Ya Allah, whether they are sick and ailing in the masjid, or whether they are at homes, or whether they are in clinics or in hospital, whosoever is sick and ailing, Ya Allah, bless them with complete shifa. Ya Allah, sabku sehate tamma, kamila, ajila, daima, mustamirra nasi farma. Oh my beloved Allah, have mercy upon us. We know that sometimes sicknesses can be a rahmat and mercy. But we are extremely weak. We cannot take the rahmat of sickness. Ya Allah, change it to the rahmat of good health. Oh my beloved Allah, those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove their financial difficulties. Ya Allah, save us and protect us from borrowing from the banks on interest. Ya Allah, when our homes are on interest, when our carpets on interest, when our furniture on interest, when our curtains on interest, when our food on interest, Ya Allah, when each and every item that we purchase is on interest, then how can we expect barakat in our homes? Ya Allah, protect us and safeguard us from the curse of interest taking and giving. Ya Allah, bless us with barakat in our sustenance. Ay vere pyare Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious, righteous, healthy children. Those whom you have given children, make them obedient to you, to your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to their parents. Ya Allah, hame sehat de, afiyat de, salamati de, izzat wali zindagi de, taqwa wali zindagi de. Bless us with your marifat, bless us with yaqeen in you, bless us with trust in you, bless us with tawakkul in you, bless us with your closeness. bless us with the closeness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep us under the shadow of your mercy, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, humare gunahon ki wajah se, for because of our sins, don't turn away your glance of mercy from us. If you are going to turn away your glance of mercy, we will face nothing but destruction. Ya Allah, humare hal par raham farma. Ya Allah, the whole ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is suffering. Ya Allah, puri ummat aaj pareshan hai. The ummat for whom my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam cried so much. The ummat for whom so much of his blood was shed. Ya Allah, that ummat is suffering around the globe. Ya Allah, we know it is because of our sins. Ya Allah, we know the sins that the ummat is indulging in. But Ya Allah, don't look at our sins anymore. Look at the tears and the blood of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, those who are the enemies of Islam, give them hidayat. Open their eyes to the beauties of Islam. Bless them with Islam and Iman. Make them worthy of entry into Jannah. But oh Allah, if they have become obstinate and they've made up their minds, they will continue with the torture and persecution and tyranny and shame and humiliation that they are bringing upon the Muslim Ummah. Then, oh my Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Send the gale force winds against them. Ya Allah, send flood waters against them. Ya, cause their planes to crash, cause their ships to sink, create division amongst their ranks. Ya Allah, bless the Ummah with victory in the battlefield. Pere pyare Allah, humare hal par raham farma. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut. Ek din humara janaza bhi chalega. My Allah, whether we like it or not, the angel of death is not going to warn us. Ya Allah, he is going to come suddenly. He is going to strike suddenly. We don't know where he is going to strike, how he is going to strike. Where is he going to take out the soul from our bodies? My Allah, daily we are witnessing young, fit, healthy people suddenly departing from the surface of the earth. Mere Allah, accidents, murders, killings, wars, battles. Ha, my Allah, so many people are going. Yet we are indifferent, negligent. Mere Allah, give us the realization that one day we have to leave this world. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, in a cinema, in a theater, in a gambling den. Don't let the angel of death find us in adultery, in fornication. So many have had heart attacks whilst committing adultery and fornication. By Allah, so many have died in prostitute quarters. So many have died in cinemas and discos. My beloved Allah, don't let the angel of death find us glued to some filthy television program or porn site on the internet, or a filthy magazine in our hands, or popping drugs in our mouth, or bottle of wine in our hands. My beloved Allah, what kind of embarrassment, shame and humiliation it will be for the Ummah. Ya Allah, when the time of our departure comes, we know we are not deserving, but Ya Allah, what are we really deserving? We are seeking from your shan of Rahimi and Karimi. Take us to Madina Tayyiba. Madina Tayyiba mein hame maut naseeb farma. Bless us with maut of shahadat in Madina Tayyiba. At the Rauza Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam. With as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayr khalqillah. Ya Allah, let our soul come dancing towards you. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. So that when the winds of rahmat blow over the graveyard of Madina Sharif, we too may be blessed and forgiven. Ya Allah, but if it's not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the desires that are in the hearts of all those who have raised their hands this part of the night. Ya Allah, fulfill the good desires which are in their hearts. Ya Allah, inki nek murado ko pura farma. Oh my beloved Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam made so much of du'as for us, so much he prayed for us, so much he begged for us. Especially in Hajjatul Wida, mere pyare Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne Hajr-e-Aswad ko chum karke jo manga tha. رکنے یہ بازی چھو کر کے جو بھاگا تھا، مطاف میں چل کر جو بھاگا تھا، میزاب رحمت کے نیچے رو رو کے جو بھاگا تھا، حتیم میں نمازیں پڑھ کر جو بھاگا، and at multazam when he attached himself how much he cried for us. The duas that he made behind the Maqam Ibrahim, the duas that he made on after drinking Zamzam on Safa and Marwa in Mina, Arafat and Muzdalifah. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our parents, wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members and the entire ummah with all that goodness. And all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties of entire mankind, whatever the suffering may be, wherever it may be. Ya Allah, remove their suffering, difficulties and hardships. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah, all the works of deen that are taking place, accept each and every work of deen. تبلیغ و دعوت کی محنت قبول فرما، مساجد مدارس خانقاہوں کی محنت قبول فرما، تمام دینی خدمات کو قبول فرما. ان اللہ و ملائکتہ یصلون علی النبی یا ایھا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما. اللہم صل علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.